So I want to finish first. We started yesterday the issue of waiting for 5 days. Again, maybe just to summarize, I just got mixed up with the days. So to summarize quickly, we had a machlokas tanoim, really, exactly how long you have to wait. The Balazim Nazaria in the Mishnah seemed to say 2 days. There's a sikkum. Okay, we're up to the Shulchan Aruch in source 37, right? So we're actually source Hadesh 38. But just to go over the shittas again. So according to Balazim Nazaria, that's the way some learn. It means 2 days, and she's Torah on the third day. And we went through how we got to the Shemam and Arsina and so on. Okay, now it could be 2 days. It can be either 2, 3, or 4 onos, depending. But according to what Elizabeth Zahir, it doesn't matter. It's not a matter of onos. It's a matter of days. So 2 days, and then on the third, she's Torah. The Rambam learned that Elizabeth Zahir a little differently. Apparently, he said it's 3 onos. Okay, it's 3 onos, but that also comes out to 3 days. Mitzvah Kukula comes out to 3 days also. Okay, so that's the Shita of the Rambam. But that's within Rabbi Elazar Nazari. So either Rabbi Elazar Nazari means 2 days, and she's tar on the third day. It's got nothing to do with onos. Or the Rambam seemed to learn that Rabbi Elazar Nazari meant 3 onos. Because the Rambam had that other girsa. Remember, the later Gemara, the Chachamim, he had gimel onos. Then there's a Rabbi Shmuel who said that it's 3 days. Okay, on the fourth day she becomes Torah. And the Gemara said that machlokas was whether, you know, Moshe added a day and so on, related to that issue. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's either 4, 5, or 6 onos, right? We got all this yesterday. I don't know if I was as clear as I wanted to be, but we got it, right? And Rabbi Akiva says that it's 5 onos. Nothing to do with how many days. However, it's got to be 5 onos. Each onos is 12 hours. Then there's a Shita Chachamim, according to the Girsa that we have, that it's 6 onos. Okay, that it's 6 onos, which is 72 hours. That we paskin. So we saw the Marie Bruna quoted the Or Zeruah. So what was that? The truth is Marie Bruna, similar to Shlomo Gimel, quoted the Or Zeruah, who said that it's you have to wait 2 days, and the third day she's Tahora, because he passed like a Balazar Nazari according to his understanding. Okay? Then there's the Rambam. We saw the Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah, not long Parish HaMishnah, so it's 30, and in Hilchos Avos HaTuma, Parakeh, Sargon HaLach Yud Aleph. Right, we did quickly in 31. Aisha Shapoltish was any Polto, so we talk Shalosh Onos. Right, it's an issue of Shalosh Onos. Okay, and then Alachi Gimel, the end of 31. The Kamahi Ona, Yom Olaila, the Aina Ona Shnivala Bob Minamini, not including the one which actually has relations. Okay, so the Rambam spells out Ketzel, Nivala Belel Shabbos, Shalosh Onos Shalosh, Yom Shabbos, Belel Echer B'Shabbos, Echer B'Shabbos. In Polto is Manzeh, Tos Manzeh, Tmeya. Ultimately, Shemi v'Tahala Torah. After that, again, after that 3 onos, that Zera isn't called Zera. That's Shulchan Shiva Zera, and so on. Okay, so that's how the Rambam learns. Then there were most of the Rishonim. Certainly, the Ashkenazic Rishonim we saw. The Tosis seems to say that neither Aflam Gimel. The Rush says it. That was in 33. The Rambam in 34. The Rush, right? In 34. Neither Perak Aleph, and Aleph. The Sefer Truman, and Sadihei. The Smag. Most of the Rishonim say the magic number is 6 onos. Okay, 6 onos. All right, and that's how it appears in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, now, so let's read again, 37. This is Simkuv Tzadikov, Sifir Al, Yor Al. Hapoleta Shikva Zera B'mei Sirosa, Imu Tok Vov Onos, L'shimu Shoshoseres Oso Hayom. Okay, therefore, L'fichach M'shemeshes Mita V'ros HaKarka, the idea is, you know, she had relations, and right away after that got her period. So, Eina Maskalos Zipor Shivinakim, Ad Shiyavrola Vov Onos Shlemos, 6 full onos, which we can call that 72 hours, each onus 12 hours. 72 hours, Shema Tiflo, because maybe during that time she'll be poletus, and that's actual Zera at that point. Leficha, Eina Mascheles, Lispor, Ad Yom Hei, Lishimusha. She can't begin to count the Shivanakim until the 5th day from the time she had Tashmish. Kigon, Im Shimsha Motzi Shabbos, she had relations on Motzi Shabbos. So Eina Mascheles, Lispor, Ad Yom Hei. She can't begin counting the Shivanakim until Thursday, Wednesday night / Thursday. The Kaimel on Ainship was Emasriach, Achiavel of Shisha Ono Shlemosh Me'e Slays. So therefore, Mshimshim Motze Shabbos, Upolta Lel Dalad, Kodem E Shimush Motze Shabbos, Adain Hiomedes, Pesach Ono Shishis, Lashimusha, Visoseres. Hilchach Yom Hei, Erishon Lusurosom. 72 hours turns into 4 days, because depending on the time, right? In other words, if she's had a Motze Shabbos, whatever, at 9 o'clock, Motze Shabbos, well, this time of year, later, let's say 11 o'clock, Motze Shabbos. So now, 72 hours brings you Motzei Shabbos, you know, Saturday night, into Sunday night, to Monday night, Tuesday night. Okay? And so now, so Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Lamaisa, the 72 hours are up at, let's say, whatever, 11 o'clock on Tuesday night, parallel to the same time she had Tashmish, 72 hours earlier on Motzei Shabbos. Okay? But Tuesday night is now not going to call the Omnaki because she had Shinpaletas at that point, and that plate was still good Zera or viable Zera before the 72 hours were up. So therefore, all Tuesday night, Wednesday's out. So therefore, she can't count until Thursday. So you have 4 days, right? So 4 days: Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday she starts to count, right? Everyone got that? That's the Shita of Mechaber. The Chumash Hadeshin, okay, in Sim Reish Mem Hei, he was asked a shaila, but first dealt with something else. The shaila was Isha Shal Shim Shabbat Tok Shiva Yomim Oshal Abayla Beir Verasa. Her husband wasn't even there, so does she still have to worry about this whole problem? Because the whole problem was maybe we're concerned that maybe right before she got her period, she had a relationship with her husband a half hour, an hour before. Not Machmas Tashmish, but that's the way it worked out. That's, you know, so what if her husband was even there? So she knows she was, what Poletas? She knows she didn't have relations. That's the issue which Shmuel Sadeshin is asked about. But he writes, in the Truva 38, Yehra, first, M'tchila Tzvichel Levar Mitok Tiber Gomot Fiam Minig, Kama Tzvichel Shalhamtim Shashim Shal Yomri Yasa. Before we get to that, so the Shmuel Sadeshin, let's examine how long exactly she has to wait before, you know, from the time of Tashmish until she began counting. But Charkar Devar Shos, and it will come to the shaila asked here, okay? Barova chiburim kosev the isha shishim shemalav rosa bo b'yom lo tachlus v'alakim ad yom hei l'shimush, right? Okay, mishum d'sheish onu shemish b'inol peitah shepazer, as we saw in the Shulchan and so on. Now here's where he adds a problem, or a new point. V'shamati de'yesh lahosim od yom echad. I heard, says the Chumash Hadeshin of Ashkenazi, I gotta add one more day. V'lo tachlus v'alakim actually ad yom vav l'shimush, till the sixth day. Kegon, Motzei Shabbos ad Yom Vav. If you had in our example case, your relation, Motzei Shabbos, you have to wait till Thursday night, slash Friday, Thursday night, Yom Vav. Shem Tat, what do you mean? How does 72 hours? I understand how 72 hours got extended into 4 days. We got that. How does 72 hours get extended into 5 days? Okay, the math doesn't work, right? So he says, oh, Shetaska Mesu Yom Hei, Shekvar Kolo Vav Ono Shemu, maybe she had relations bein hashmoshos, but vehi tizbor da'adayin yomu. She thought it was still daytime. Okay, because it was, you know, it's a twilight. She thought it was still day. Okay, v'nimtza yichola lisbor liyom dalet shu chamish l'shimusha. She thought it was still not motzei Shabbos, but till Shabbos afternoon. In which case, the 72 hours are up. How does it go? Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, Monday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon. So therefore, she can already begin to count Wednesday as the first day of the Shemini Kiyum, right? So she hold the Haskalis Poli Yom Dalet Shu Chamisha L'Shimusha. They ain't okay because we're only done. This is nighttime. It's been a Shmashas. So therefore, Nimtza Daidan Polta B'Tchilas Lel Dalet. She could still be Poleta as the beginning of Tuesday night slash Wednesday, right? Tchilas Yom Dalet Tuesday night slash Wednesday, the beginning of Halachic Wednesday, okay? Because Vav Ono Shleimim Be'in, he needs six full Onos. And therefore that whole day is going to be out. L'chach Machrein Ad Yom Vav L'Shimusha. V'su Lech L'Mech L'Shemitah. You had to wait. In other words, this confusion of Ben HaShemushas is what extends, it adds in an extra day. Okay? And that's the Chumash Hadeshin's Chumrah. That's how he explains it. Okay? In other words, and other Achashkanas we shall talk about it also. The same for Ogur, and Simon Elef Shinayin Beis. At first, he spells in general. I don't understand how you get the extra day now because of the confusion of Bein HaShemashos. She's going to think it's day, so she thinks it's up. It's not really up. So now it's going to be in effect an extra day you have to tack on because of this possible confusion. She thinks it's over and it's not over because she thinks it's now Tuesday night slash Wednesday, but no, but it's still, so now it's got to wait till Wednesday night slash Thursday, even though she had relations actually from her point of view on Shabbos because of that concern. It's now the 6 days, so it's 5 days got to go by, including the day of the Reiyah, okay? So that's what comes out. The Sefer Ogur quotes Derek Ben Yisrael HaHamtin Shlosha Yomim, okay, he says the three, he quotes the Shari Dura, okay? If you learn, if you look a few lines down, five lines down, Nisho Gadol Darma Yaakov Molon, that's the Maharil. The Ogur quotes the Maharil, okay? Zal Al Isha Shishim Sheibara Tunei, do you have to wait 5 full days? That's the Chumash Hadeshin. Yes, the Vada Tzorach Lahamtin Yehei Yomim. V'chein Morno Be'midrash V'chein Minig B'chol Ashkenaz. That is the Ashkenazic tradition. V'af Kilonim to Shum Sefer. Elav Sefer Shar Midura Shar Midura Mashmakein. V'atam, it's the same reason. Mishum Delif Amim Shim Shabein Hashmoshos B'yom Rishon Ba'erim. V'sovro Sheyomu. Okay, V'tiflot B'tchilas Lelhei. Al kain tzricha lahamtin ad motzoi yomei. Uberetz Ashkenaz Nogim Hosev Yom Echad Umamtinos Vov Yomim. He actually quotes V'yesh Zayin Yom. Some people even wait an extra day after that. We'll see later that's not the practice. The Rambam dismisses this whole thing. But at the end of the day, this practice is not only mentioned by Shemesh Hadeshin, by the Maharil as well. And so, if we move to, and at the same time, if we move to Source 40, the Rambam. The Shemesh Hadeshin. Here at Shamati, what does it say? Apparently floating around, right. But maybe, maybe there are others. I saw something. Shari Dur maybe before. I'm not sure. Okay, I have to check. Anyway, the Ramah accepts this halacha. We can look back in our siman at Kuf Tzadikov. See if you're not. I go the Ramah, but Tivsuk Yom Dadlei Zer Yom Hey Olaminim. Okay, good. That's the first way. That's waiting 4 days. She'll stop Yom Dadlei Zer. Okay, and the next day counts. V'yesh Shekasu Sheish Lahatin Od Yom Echad. The Hainu Shelo Lahat Shelo Tasa Limnos Ad Yom Hashishi Via Yom Rishon L'Surah. So the Chashinon Shema Tishamesh B'Yom Rishon Bein Hashmoshes V'Tispor Shul Yom V'Efshar Shul Laila Vim Tasa Limnos Yom Chamishi Tov Shisha Onos Hashimusha Alkei Yesh Hosev O Yom Echad. Okay. The Me'ata Yef Shalav Olde Tos. And he quotes, oh, that Marik, that's another one a little earlier. Anyway, V'chein Nogin B'chom Medinos Eilu V'Ein L'Shach. So that's the Ashkenazic practice. You wait until the end of 5 days when she first has her a year. Now again, Lamaisa, most women, that's how long they see anyways. Okay, but even if a woman had a light period, you only saw for 1 day, you'd have to not be able to start the Shemini Kiyum until after 5 days, that day plus four more. Okay, is everyone clear on this?
I don't know about change Sunday night.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mixed me up. I also yesterday I mixed up with the date, you know, because again, you know, the night before it says Dalad means Tuesday night. Okay, but anyway, but all right. So that's the end of that, and that's the Ashkenazi practice to wait 5 days. Now the Shemesh Hadeshin, let's look in 41, continues now to come back to that issue. Okay, but what about a woman who knows she didn't have a relation? Her husband was out of town. Okay, this whole concern is maybe she had relations right before she got her period. Now she's in Poletes. And so on. But what if you know she's not going to be Poletis? That's what Shemesh Hadeshin continues, that same Tshuva in Reish Mem Hei. Shamati v'lo b'birusha echad min ha'gdolim hischil pam hiter pam echas lishol shayis ha'maschal yom gimel l'viyosol v'shol shimesh ima kvar tol gimel l'dalad yomim. He said, I heard somebody allowed, someone in the post-kim, he doesn't say who again, allowed, you know, because her to start early, you know, after 3 days, it was on the fourth, without this extra day, because the husband wasn't with her already for a few days. So there's no concern of poletas. Okay? Actually, even, yeah. Even, let's see, even allowed Yom Gimel Riosa. I did. We should really have allowed anything, because you know, the whole concern is poletas. But it certainly didn't have this extra chumah. Achlibi Mahasi. But it had a reason why, because he had to go somewhere. But achlibi mahasis al zeh. I'm not sure about that. The matzasi be or zeruah gadol. The idna nashim shalom tzvichon leishim zayin yom nikiim. That or zeruah that Mari Bruna quoted says you have to keep 7 days before. Okay, but tovelas belel yud l'riyasa. But no, so the time shum plate the shit was there because of the bain shimsha ubain lo shimsha samach riyasa lo plug rabbanon. Here it is, the key line: the gazrinan lo shimsha otu shimsha yom riyasa yom achad kolim riyasa. In a chanami, even if the husband wasn't there, we have a gzera shimsha a lo shimsha otu shimsha, and it's a low plug. And if this particular woman didn't have relations then, her husband wasn't even in town. Still, that's what we do. Alma de gazrinan lo shimsha otu shimsha. Afal gav now. So 1 second, but that's all funny. He says the Shemesh Hadeshin because you're taking that chomer from the Arzurua. But you're not taking the kula of the Orzarua, allows you to be told, I'll wait only 3 days. That's, remember the Orzarua says like a Papasanabal is an Azariah. Okay? And he only said 3 days. We don't pass like him there. We were required 6 onos. Okay? Near the Ishon, the Sober Hilch Tavar is an Azariah. Okay, that you can't change, that's in the Gemara. I guess that's the idea. The Islam Berkah, we keep to Lashon, will be on Gimel Tahora. The Afilu Ileka Ela Beis Ono Shlemos, because the Pirish Rashi tells us. Okay, and he came out of the Rukim Mestis and Hasman Kabbalah. Avanachnu Kamelon, Kalim Yochan Zudi Bishma Rabikiva, Chamar Vav Onus Shemesh Bina. So Zeruah is the one who tells you this business, they have to be Choshesh, Lo Shimsha, Otu Shimsha. Okay, but we don't seem to follow there as a rule, because he has a more kuladik approach to how many, to how long you have to wait to begin with. Says the Shimon Zadeh, Mikol Mokam, Naktin, and Suara, Mehod, Azur, the Gazwin, and Shoshim, Shatu, Shimsha. That part of the Azur we do take. Okay? Ula Olam, no Tasu, Yom Hei, Kemosh, Kazu, Robach, Iburim. Okay? And he says, in New York Tas, Afilo, the Fimah Shantish, Mosif, and Adyom Echod, that Chomer also, we're not going to Mechalik. So says the Shimon Zadeh. And so basically, this business, there's like a Chomer on top of Chomer on top of Chomer. Right? I mean, there's some who say you can wait less. And some, you know, have all these different shitas. And remember, we saw yesterday, Rishonim, who said the whole din of Poletus can be, the Ravid said it's only for Taras. And Rabban says, we'll get back to this later today. If the Rabban said you walk around and all these things. And there are many, many reasons they make it. Nonetheless, this became the accepted practice. At least among Ashkenazim. The Beis Yosef, okay, here in some Kutsai Bob, quotes the Shimon Zadeh. Okay, he says that we are part of the low plug rabbanim gazvin and low shimsha atu shimsha. However, he does say at the end, "B'chol dvarim elu chumras yiserus hein ve'ein lam smach megemara." He says that these are all chumras and legabe adim. Okay, elafricha lo nagua olam b'chol mekom oseno elahamtin arba yamin. Number one, we in the Sephardic circle, says the Beis Yosef, wait only 4 days and that's it. And we start counting on the next day. And v'davka im shimsha, avali lo shimsha eina mamtelas klal. Okay? So the Beis Yosef says, we don't, again, Ashkenaz have all these chumras, we don't accept all of these chumras. Okay?
Sorry, is there a laptop in here?
I don't know.
There is not. Thank you.
Sorry. Okay, so the Beis Yosef says, of course, davka im shimsha, lo shimsha eina mamtelas klal. All right? Yeah.
I mean, they were able to, like, he's away, or even...
Well, we'll see that shortly. But it certainly says that he's away. Okay? The Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbir, Perek Yalav, Halacha Yudalit, quotes this other minig of waiting 7 days and so on, and he writes, Ad Shetim, Perek Yalav, Halacha Yudalit, Zeh Shetim Tzav Mixas Makomos, Shanida Yosheves, Shivas Yamim Benidas Afal Pishal Oras Adam El Yom Echad Bachar Shiva then Teshu Shivas Yom Nikim Ain Zem Minik El Tol Sum Mishaholam Kafa Ain Roy Lifnos or the final Sadov is a Klal Elim Ross Yom Echad Soveres Afal Zayin Vitovelas Belaches Shul Roshen Yishalach Nidos and Tez Abayla. And the Rambam dismisses this whole Chumrah. However, it does appear in the Shulchan Aruch again. The Rambam finishes this Sif, Sif Yud Aleph 44. Rambam writes V'yesh Noshim Shenogu Lahachmer Od. Now he writes about that main time of Dover, Machmi Yachmer, but once Machmi, go ahead. But Ramekel Nitzkel Hakim Matzvah Mitzvah, because you know, he's with his wife, that's a mitzvah, Puru, and so on. The Yesha Kosu, Sha'achshav Ein Lechalek, Ben Shimsha, In Bala Lo Shimsha, V'chol Isha Sharoa, okay, and he throws the word off, the Kessel will come to that. Okay, tzricha lahamtin hey yomim ad yom shirosabo v'tifso klei erev v'tispo zaynikim v'chein nogim is elu v'ein l'shanos. That's the Hefer Chumah, the Smag. That's how the Ramo writes. Now the Taz, it's the Kotten Zayin writes, ha-beis Yosef lo choshel chumr zos. The Beis Yosef is not worried about this chumr of Tashmish. Ela im lo shim shein on Taz kal. Ela the Ramo, mekayim aminig, lachem is it. Okay? So what are the ground rules? So Umar B'chasni, that's the Bach, Kosa Shnira L'Hokel K'she Ein Baila Be'ir. That the Bach says, Ein Baila Be'ir, then you can make it. Okay, then you can be make it. In other words, he's saying even us. The Beis Yosef seems to say, the way that answers your question, the Taz seems to understand that the Bach, the Beis Yosef said, no, she knows, she knows, she wasn't, no Tashmish, that's it. He's saying that the Bach held that if Ein Baila Be'ir, then we don't have to pick up this chumrah, okay? But the Taz says, "Vishtamitzei tshuvas maharik shorash lamedhei shekosa lahedya shenogu lahachmar fila ein bala beir." But some rishonim say, "No, even ein bala beir." And who's going to go against the minig? Okay, so he says, "Is it possible?" So again, even according to those of us who are mapan like the Ramo, at least according to the Bach, but if ein bala beir, her husband wasn't there, so that's a kula, possible kula. The Taz rejects it. But what he does say. El nearly kula achas. I do see there is one kula. The kala shepris anida samach chupasa. The kala became anida. Okay, or afilu achachu pasa kodesh nisyachti machosin zol. Ein mam tellus klal bezet because she never had what poleta. She never relations yet. My daddy's willing to go for the loboa dain lekal tashmish klalif olam nigzor kazen. So there, that's a possible hetter in the kal. If she became an eidus, then what do you mean poleta? She never had relations yet, right? Nava accepts that kula. Okay, the shach in simkot nachav. Okay, first says lo plug rabbanim. Because we know lo shimsha atu shimsha, half a gav the shimsha gufa gzerahi. I mean, the whole thing is a gzera. It's been a shmoshos and you know, all these things. What you know, it's a pile on of chumers. But nevertheless, that's what we follow. And the second line, because of a bach meu d'hainu davka k'shabala beir, but k'shem bala beir yishal hakel. Okay, and he says even though the shumas hadeshen was asking about ain bala beir. If you remember, you look back at the original silent, asked the shumas hadeshen. In source was it 37, I think 38. Isha shal shimshim baila o shalohaya baila beir. That shach says according to Bach that that's what the Tzumas Hadeshen was talking about. Okay, so but in the answer he does, and therefore you could argue that his chumra applies. That's what he asked about. But in the answer he never mentioned that. Okay, in the answer he never mentioned that. So therefore he thinks he's a mekel. That's the Bach. But the shach also disagrees. Ain dvar of nirin. I don't think it's right. For first of all, it's an important point here. I mentioned in the past. The lonoda shashelos should be chumas hadeshen. Also, maharai that the Israelite bala chumas atzmo. Remember, I told you this was for the chumas hadeshen. The shayla raised himself, huh?
Is the first person to mention that about chumas hadeshen?
Is he the first thing to mention the shah? I don't know.
Yeah, everyone says that.
The chidah and others say it. The shah's earlier, but here it is. Okay, and it's a good question. He's the first. I don't know. Okay, but the shah's pretty early. I mean, you know. Shocks early apple, so but he says, Ain Dvar Nirin the Halo Noda. He says it's already known, so you know. Halo Noda, Shashelosh, which was a dash, and also Maharai, that's a Israel Islam. Bala Chubas, Atzmo, Belosh, Shoachem, Ko, Psakim, Uksavo. In the second part of the standard edition, Shumas Hadeshen is Psakim, Uksavim, that Shalat the people actually asked him. The first Chalak, Chalak, Alef, the Hadeshen, is the Shalat that he asked himself. And the point being, that's why he asked the question. So that's why he presented it, okay. And therefore, the fact that he didn't mention it in the tshuva doesn't mean it was all that way. He didn't mention it because he mentioned himself in the shailah. Okay. Anyway, as far as the kala is concerned, the tshuva writes. So we don't. He disagrees with the bach like the taz does. He says the marik, as we mentioned, as the taz said also. It says for sure. Afilu ain bala beir, it doesn't matter, and he says gdolim zu noging ashafilu kala ain asufar shu nikim ad yom heilu yosa afal pisha dain lo bo chosam leir. Okay, he says many people are machri even by a kala, even though the chosam not even in town. What poletas? Okay. However, he says we call makom b'shasat chak ish lahatil a kala. He's willing to make with the kala shasat chak. Okay, that if shushunish does have sitara, she can count right away. All right, so that's machlokas. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Lama Tez summarizes, Holnam acharei kol achumras, he says, mikom mokom nira dezu eina ela koponok shabala b'ir, that's the Bach. He said, it makes a lot of sense, but av l'mfarsh ha-shulchan ha-kosu v'gam zeh ein chilek, v'chol inyin kibla alein chumra zu, v'kotz ataz en ha-shach, v'tisro, v'chein hu ha-minag ha-posh v'chol tzvutz tisro. Right, at least on Ashkenazim, Aruch HaShulchan writes. Okay, I mean, again, it's important to understand. I mentioned this that a lot of times there are more rights for Nogu and didn't say what he took a poll. I mean, it's hard to say, especially in those days. But there are more. The reason Ashkenazim follow Matogis, right? The reason that Ashkenazim follow the Ramor, let's say the post of Yosef Karas, the Ramor is quoting what was Minig Ashkenaz, right? Not necessarily because again, there's some disputes between the Ramor and the Yosef Karo. They correspond a little bit with each other. Another issue is Ashkenazim could be passing like Yosef Karo. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not that, Ashkenazim always follow the Ramor. In the Shulchan Aruch, we follow the Ramor because Ramor is reflecting Minig Ashkenaz. You follow that? That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. You're right. Chena Minig Pashut, the widespread Minig Bechol Tzvus Yisrael. V'yei Shmi Shirot L'Achmar Od, Tafil Rosa Kolm Shimusha Achar Tvilosa, Shatim Tamtim Milimno Zainakim Ad Heo Vov Yomim. He quotes another tshuva that a woman saw before she had relations, after she was Tovelis, she had to wait another 5 or 6 days, she never came back to her husband yet. Okay? Shaharei Rulabiyah. Right, let's just, it happened, okay? A woman went to the mikveh and then right away got her period again. It happens once in a while. Okay, so now does she have to, she's never been back to her husband yet. She didn't have a lady. You know, what paletas? She never went back to her husband. But nevertheless, he says there's some people who are machmir because she was royal abia. But he says, ain't shum tam bedover zer, quite docho kamagdolim dormel. That far we don't go, according to many, but some do say it. Okay? Then the other issue was about davening, and you know, we spoke about that, what that was considered nightfall. Anyway, okay. The issue is about the kala. Right? Well, why do you have to plate the zero by a kala? It says, Kimdumani, Shaina, three lines at the bottom. Kimdumani, Shaina, Minikain, Akala, Masai, Shitara, Masekas, Vitarmon, Zainakim. The Shach said that only Sasab Chak, the Aruch HaShulchan, right, that's already the Minik. Okay? Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch said, this is true, all this is true, this waiting 5 days and seven before counting the Shivanakim is not only true if she had a Riyah, but Afilu Kesem. So the Taz explains in Kotn Ches. Pirish Isha Tahora Shemotza Kesem Dina Kiroa Malish. Okay, and therefore she has to wait the 5 plus the 7. Even she only found the Kesem. Aval Isha Shalov Shalavonim Motza Kesem. But if she found the Kesem while she's wearing the white, that means during that's the code word for during the Shivanakim, then Afil Roa Malish Shalavanakim ain't so Hamtim Vob Onos. Elamon Mechoda Shivanakim Yom Shetucha. In other words, as soon as she stops, she can start over again to 7 Akim, uproot to 7 Akim, doesn't go back to 5 again. You asked that the other day? Someone asked the other day, right?
Yeah.
Right.
What's the difference here?
Because there's no difference. What?
Well,
because here she wasn't allowed to be used as a Shimshon.
So, right,
you're
right. Well, the answer.
No, but you can say they made a Xerah Shimshon not because of a lie, but they made that Kachkos of Chachamim, but they didn't extend it to here. Now, before you get to that, though, okay. And again, remember, Kesom is only Drabbanan. That's what the Shach points out. You know, the Shach points out in Sukkot Chafalav, near the Bekesem Yesh Lahokil. Okay, he says by Kesem Yesh Lahokil Hechad Lo Shimshu Limnos Miyom Amachman Shom Tzisa Kesem. Okay, that's a Machlokas. The Taz says by Kesem, even by Kesem, Dina Kero Amamish. You need the 5 plus the 7. If it's a Kesem, not during the Shivanakim, a different Kesem, but. You know, Kesem during regular days, right? You know what I'm saying? You see the difference? The Taz is saying, Isha Tahora, regular woman, found the Kesem, and Dina Kero, she got to keep 5 plus 7. You see that? Okay, but the Shach says, no, Kesem, Yesh L'Hokel. Hecha de lo Shimshon, Limnos, if she knows she didn't have Taka relations, there we'll trust her, quote unquote. Okay? Hak de lo Shimshon, Gufa Gzera Chok, the regular Lo Shimsha case of Gufa Xera, we don't have to make the Xera on top of it. They didn't make Xera that all the way. Answers your question. They didn't make the Xera that way. And not only that, but the Beis Yosef says they didn't accept the Xera altogether. Hilcha Cheshoma de Gam Chumas Adesh and Gufa, Shekosu Lahachmer, Haino Beroa, Avalobik Samadu Abonim. Okay, so that's some
Machlokas. That's even if it's not there,
not.
He's making my Kesem even not there, Zanakim.
Right. The Shach is. Right. Isha Tahori, yeah. Shach is Mekel.
It's Lo Shimsha.
Yes. Yeah. And they will, because they said they weren't Gozer in that case. Okay?
Do you want a Shach?
I think so.
The woman says she's in a relationship.
I think people are Mekel, yeah. Yeah. That's a Shach. Okay? Now, then at the end, the Shach said, I mean, not everyone agrees. I mean, I'm not sure how the Mara hold up. The Shach is Mekel on that point. Okay? Then it's Chopei. He just says, if it's during the Shivanakim or after the 5 days she had a problem, then again you can resume right away. After the 5 days, then she had a Riyah, then you have to wait again 5 days. I think I mentioned that the other day also. Okay? There's a Chai Odom. I'm not going to read it inside. I'm going to save some time. The Chokmas Odom, called Kufid Zayin Sif Aleph. It goes through all the Dinim of Poletas, which we don't have to see. Okay? He writes at the end, just look at the last few lines. He says, Ba'omnam calls there 5 lines on the bottom. Shayach im Shimsha, below Shimsha, Kodal Lariah, Kamayam al Shakal, Chashaz, Omnam Kaven, Shayan of Nay Torah, below Yadu Talmud of the Chalak, and Shimsha, well, people won't know the difference. Shimsha, Lo Shimsha, Lo Plug Rabbanim. That's what he says is a low plug. All right? And Vazlina la olam basari of a low achar shimush a field of high bala beer. Zman rab. Nogin kain ve ein lashanos. Okay? And then he says, V'chol din ze lo shno im ros adam o kesem de lo olam tzricha lahamtim chamish yom kodesh nishmash yom nikim ad yom shiroz abos. He says, doesn't make a difference. No kula at all. So really the, so says the Chayarim. So you have different shittas in the poskim. The Pesachei Tshuva Tezvav quotes in the Shalom. For another exception, okay, he was Makel, the Shalom was Makel, because of the situation of Shabbos that really followed Yontif, you know, so it'll be further away from the preparations. That's the issue there. He was willing to be Makel because, but we really learned those didn't yet, but Chafifa, you know, to make it closer, so he was Makel on that. Okay, and the Sitar disagreed. So he did agree. Yeah, but then it's in Tezayin, he talks about Yoledes, okay, Shalot Tovot, Tok Mem, or Zachor, Pelin Akeva, and then when they make Torah over, she saw Dan, they have to again. So the whole time she was also her husband, so he was Mekel over there. So again, you have certain exceptions, and I'm not going to take the time that. I just want to finish up this unit. Okay, with a question about a woman who was having trouble conceiving. It's the three tshuvas I'll show you. One from Rav Pesach Frank. Shalat tshuvas har tzvi or deyasim kufnun zayin, two from Moshe Feinstein. Okay, the Rav Pesach Frank writes, Ofanim, you see 52. Okay, Ofanim levham otas yimei rechoka min alachar yisim. Al dvar shel oso b'ishu reishmaim sheim abonim. The way her periods land up, so she's not ovulating at the time when it's possible to have a child. You know a little about that, right? It's the woman cycle is such, it's really close, very close to when they're in need. Right after that is when they begin ovulating within a few days. Now you're going to have to wait another week and so the time passes. So the question is, yeah, this guy wants to know. Yes, this couple wants to know. Can we minimize the time distance between the time she sees her period and the time she's going to become tahora? That was the question. And therefore she'll have a child. So, Shimon Frank begins with the Ramah. This is your day, Sim Kufnan Zayin. Achshav ein lechalek ben Shimshim Bala lo Shimshim. We're stuck with the Ramah. Okay? The other hand, who says, you know, we're Machmer. And he says, "V'chein k'nogim dinas elav ein l'shanos." But the Pesachei Tshuva we saw in Simchat Tazor quotes in the Shalom, a heter to do it after 4 days, and therefore he writes, "Umistabur." At the end of that first paragraph, there, the who shot the menidah nidan gam nidan shas adchak. Shulei adayzeh tavol adayheron v'chol abos levana biyom dalad laschili lispo biyom hay. So he suggests the possibility of knocking out the one extra day. The other the menidah the Gemara to wait 4 days while we pass him. Right, that's hard to get rid of, the sheish onus. Okay, even though we said that's a chomer, but the sheish onus you can't get rid of. But the extra day, in this situation, Rav Pesach Frank is willing to get rid of 1 day. The problem is that sometimes 1 day doesn't help. If it wants a cycle and so on, or ovulation, so it doesn't help 1 day, not enough of a help. So he has a creative suggestion. He says, if you got to get it much closer, okay, and if you got to get it within a day or two, then they have a problem. So here's a Yeshna Eitzah, I have an Eitzah. Okay? What you should do is 1 month, okay, in effect, remain Tomei. Don't go to the mikveh in 1 month, which is as a period. But Charkach, the next month, Biyom Shetivsuk, Re'iya Shnia, then Enetzor Klamtin Klal, because she hasn't been with her husband. She never became Tor. You follow? She had her period, okay? She had a period and never went to the mikveh, right? That's what he says. Yeshna Eitz. Chodesh Kol. I'm sorry. Yeshna Eitz. Chodesh Kol. Osi. Om Shem Posek. It's Chodesh Kol. It's a word that I say. V'tishar b'tum osa ad riyosa shniyah. Then, v'achakru. Om Shem Tifsa riyosa shniyah. And it's all amtin at all. And right now, as soon as the period is over, she goes to the mikvah that night. Why? What happened in 5 days? Well, she was with her husband for last month. Right? So that's what she should do. Then she'll get the relation with her husband in within some amount of time, where it's more likely to become pregnant. Huh?
After Shunikim?
Shunikim have to have, yeah. But I'm saying you don't have to have... Yeah, but Yichol is Arab, lives so Petara, but Timur Ochon Shimon Kim. Okay, that's what he says. Be'uvda Haba Yisha, you're right. Be'uvda Haba Yisha Saroa call Arbosa Yom. Okay, she never, you know, she had 14 days. Horeiso Shetipo Betarla Sevugim. Sevugim means every other month. Pa'al Achas Achas Te Rios. Yeah, the Shimon Kim can't get it out. But I mean, in terms of the waiting to count, this chops out more than just 1 day, it chops out 5 days. That was the eighth of two bases of Frank. Okay, Rav Moshe and the Tshuva, Yechayodei Chalik Basin, Pei Dalad, 53. Be'inyan Isha Shizman, Shefshal Is Aber, who Belelos Asmuchal of Esther, Shefshal Hamtin Chamishi Yomim. What can she do? Okay. So he says, Im Yishal Hatel Odpo, and so on and so forth. So he says, Anoch, the 3 lines from the bottom, Anoch, only his Dite, near a posture, Shalavatam, a Piririlo, and Ogul Achmer. Below Shimshon, Shirak Mitam, low plug. Below Chen Yeshlatla and Yifosh, Gimel Yom Kodama Veses. He has different answer. Let her stay away from her husband for a few days before her period. Okay? The Tifsok, the Liros, Beoma Shane Lidos, Solasos, Hefsik, Tara, Beoma Hu. The Lisbor, Zion, the King, Techa, Lipo, Lila series. Again, not with her husband, so for a few days before. So he says, and then. So she'll be able to do the Hefsek Tara right after the right after that day, and then count the Shivan Akim. If you do the way we're not with your husband for 3 days plus 2 days of the period, so that's took care of 5 days, so to speak. Right, that's a Moshe's Eitzah. Now, what about other situations? That's the emergency situation. But okay, running back, what about if she wasn't with her husband for some other reason? This is in Yerdei Chelik Dalat Sim Yud Zayin, as you were asking about beyond. Okay. Oschafalov, Chelik Dalad, Simon Design, Oschafalov of Yeridea, Igus Moshe, 54. Isha Chirosa, Haisa Prushim Bala Machmas Isser, or Master's Macha. There was some Isser, she couldn't be with her husband, or there's some illness. So does that count to get rid of the extra days before the Shimon Akim? Okay? So he writes, Isha Shapishim Bala Machmas Yom HaVesses. Okay, let's say it was the Yom HaVesses, the way that she was not with her husband for that reason. Okay, and we do the whole maize lace. And the boa vesem, yav belayla nacharka. Keva de machmas iser hoysa aprisha, nechshem yom zev, emina chamish yom, and rogen shalonos bezayin akim. Okay, that day can count for one of the 5 days, because she couldn't be with her husband. And what about if she just came out of avelos? Yimei avelos shaloh shaloh. The surim betash mishat itzar avelos, lo shaloh mitzar itzar nidr. Okay. So here the Rambam writes, "V'nei daiti mistabish ein tzorch l'amtin miyomi al adalad yomim." Like al adalad yomim. One second, say that again. Yeah, only adalad yomim.
This is only when they're having kids, or this is
general? Yeah, that's the only problem, yeah. Well, no, again, Lavdavkin. No, I'm sorry, Lavdavkin. Anytime. If she knows she wasn't with the husband because of an iser or because of some sickness. Okay, so he says, Choso shayach to shama, ain't a tzorch lamtim chamishiyom. Anytime, it's not shayach for her to be with the husband. He was out of town. He was in Arvelos, sick. Then you have to keep the four like the kala. Or he writes, for example, same thing, chay niftum lezol machamishon, kesheros adam techem betchilis motzeim kippur, or motzei tishabov. Right? So they got it. However, he says, if the doctors told her, then she doctored, it wasn't with her husband because that's the doctor's orders. He says in the end, that's not iser. Okay, even though you're not allowed to hurt yourself, but that's not considered iser. It has to be a halachic objection, not a, you know, medical objection.
I mean, if it has
a halachic,
it's not
okay.
It's a halachic.
Right, but not there. Here, you know, good, the doctor said. Everyone always listens to the doctor. You know, not a halachic.
Where does it have the husband's not around? You also include that.
Well, he didn't mention that in this tshuva. I don't think he mentioned
that.
Well,
it of course, the
yeah, yeah. But he says, was, he says, that's not considered a personal restriction. Right? It could be the doctor said not to, but there might have been anyway.
That's so, those are the only restrictions. It's only metallic, not physical, right?
Right, no, but if he's not there, it's halachically means he's there and he didn't do it. So then we can trust if halacha, but no halacha.
Even if he's not in business trip, we don't say it. We're not allowed to.
If we're not in business trip?
Yeah.
No, it depends who said. But Arminic is not the right.
Right.
Right. Correct.
I'm saying according to emotion.
Yeah.